Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 208. Today we are continuing with the Biological Special Program or SBS of the connective tissue. Yesterday we saw its biological conflict as a light self-devaluation conflict or loss of self-worth. As in the case of any other organ or tissue derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla, during conflict active phase there is cell loss or necrosis, and during healing or repair phase these lost tissues are repaired through cell proliferation. As in any other sites of repair, there will be fluid accumulation causing edema and swelling. Remember here the GNM understanding of the phenomenon of nature. Cure takes place only in the fluid medium. The conventional medicine, without understanding this process, calls the excessive cell growth and swelling as connective tissue sarcoma, a malignant cancer, exactly as they call the same process in skeletal muscles as myosarcoma, muscle sarcoma, soft tissue sarcoma, etc. According to them, the rate of cell division is the criterion to judge a tumor as benign or malignant. Benign tumors of connective tissue are also called fibromas, just as the benign tumor of the special connective tissue found in the myelin sheaths are called neurofibromas. Another specific type of connective tissue tumor found on the breasts are called phyllodes tumor. This also is considered by conventional medicine as another type of cancer of the breast. At this point, I remember the case of an elderly lady who developed similar types of tumors in the connective tissue of her both breasts following the death of her husband, who was in late 50s. Both of them were enjoying active sex till he died suddenly. Only with the knowledge of GNM, I could differentiate her breast tumors from glandular and ductal cancers of the breasts. Her light self-devaluation conflict was getting healed. Angioedema is a common localized connective tissue tumor or fat tissue tumor found just under the skin with thick swelling due to fluid accumulation. They are also known as Quincke's edema. They are different from the still common conditions of hives occurring as red itchy rashes on the epidermis part of the skin. They can occur at any part of the skin determined by the specific light self-devaluation conflict associated. If associated with an active abandonment conflict or existence conflict, they can develop syndrome with excessive water retention. Similar swellings of connective tissue in the tongue, if larger, can block the airways and can even threaten life. Conventional medicine calls such conditions as allergic angioedema, thinking that there are certain food substances as allergens that can cause allergic reactions. Remember, in GNM there is no allergic response. They are all certain tracts associated with specific food substances. I remember the death of the wife of a close friend of mine few years back was associated with this allergic angioedema following eating of some seafoods. Mussels, lobsters, crabs, etc. are notorious for this condition. Now we will consider another connective tissue condition called carbuncle, furuncle or simple boil. They are very common skin conditions occurring during the healing phase of the connective tissue of the skin, the specific part of which had a light self-devaluation conflict. Such carbuncles can occur on the forehead or in the back of neck due to intellectual self-devaluation conflicts. One of my close friends, who is a global GNM supporter, developed carbuncles in the back of neck during the very difficult days of the so-called COVID-19 pandemic. He shared with me his psychic reactions when many of his patients were not allowed by the government to consult him and were forcefully led to hospitals of conventional medicine where they had no specific treatments for the condition. He was a senior homeopath from Hyderabad and he had to stop his medical practice thereafter. Friends, by this time, those who are sincerely listening Global GNM Health Tips might have understood how important it is to identify the affected organ and tissue with its specific biological conflict in any medical condition. To be frank, I could gain a lot of information after learning German New Medicine. I had confusions regarding carbuncle, furuncle, boil, abscesses, etc. German New Medicine cleared all my doubts because the knowledge it gives is really systematic and rational. Abscesses originate from the connective tissue under the skin. Boils are said to start in a hair follicle and goes deeper to the subcutaneous tissue. With the presence and activity of bacteria like Staphylococcus, in the healing phase, there will be painful pus-filled inflammatory formations called carbunculosis, furunculosis, folliculitis, etc. If such a condition is originating in the dermis or corium skin, the name remains the same, but then the conflict is an attack conflict or feeling soiled conflict. We break here today. Please wait for tomorrow's Global GNM Health Tips. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.